Welcome to the Teaching of the Power of All with Pastors Michael and Tonya Bryant. In this teaching, they will explore four keys rooted in Scripture. 1. Divine origin and unity. 2. Dependence of God. 3. Purposeful existence. And 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on out, just begin to magnify His name. Come on out. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Come on now. We shall rejoice. We shall. Prophetically, you are speaking life into your day, into this day. Tomorrow's not promised, and you can't do anything about yesterday. So listen, this is the day the Lord has made. I believe that's Psalms 118. I set my will to rejoice. Come on, somebody. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Come on now, get with me. Come on now, this is how we defeat the enemy. The Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. See, when you begin to operate in this area of I will bless, I will praise. Come on now. When you begin to understand that your power of all is connected with your divine, with your divinity, your creative origin and connection and unity with God, your trust in God, you're walking in your purpose existence in God, and God being actively involved, which is called the immanence of God. See, when you begin to walk in these areas, now you are defeating the enemy. Listen, you're more than a conqueror. There's nothing the devil can do to snatch you out of the hand of the love of God in your life. Oh, come on, I'm trying to get this to somebody. Come on now, somebody begin to bless him. Are you with me today? If you're with me today, come on, someone type "it is so." Come on now, type "it is so." Come on, I want you to get this. You need this morning. Come on now, get this. Get it. I want you to get it. Ha, glory, ke shata. Woo, come on, somebody. Get this. Get this in your life. Your praise activates the power of God. Woo, my God. Psalms 22, it says, God inhabiteth. He is married to, he's in contract, he's in covenant with your praise. This is why David, he just didn't praise God when things were going good. He praised him at all times. And I will bless the Lord at all times. Oh, come on now. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise. Woo, my God. And his praise shall prophetically continually be in my mouth. Come on now. Is that you today? Come on now. Someone type, "that's me." It is so. Woo, come on now. I'm just sharing this. Now listen, I want you to get your Bibles. I want you to get your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Whatever it is that you drink in the morning. And let's go to this word. Amen. Father, less of me, more of you. Oh, listen. I'm sorry. I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily prayer with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion. My opinion can do you no good. but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. Good morning, Corey. Long time no see, my brother. Amen. Come on now. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Now, listen. We're going to go to a quick. Now, you know, we've been talking about being transformed. This power of all by the, you know, renewing your mind. Come on now. Getting that renewal in your mind. I just want to get this because the Lord, I believe the Lord is leading. Yes. Here we go. Get your Bibles. We're going to go to Philippians chapter 4 first. Amen. As we go to the Word of God. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful. Hallelujah. We'll be ever so careful. We'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Now listen. Okay, so now this is going to help us in this area of this power of all, okay? Now we've been sticking with this first, the divine origin, your origin of divinity and unity with the Father, Elohim. Remember Elohim, El, it begins with El, Ohim, El, okay? It defines the different characteristics of the Father. This is why he called himself, when Moses says, who should I tell the people sent me? He said, tell them that the I am, that I am, has sent you. Oh, come on now. Woo, come on now. We're going somewhere with that. Come on now. Yeah. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Make sure I get this too. Okay, so we're going to go. Okay, here we go. So after Philippians 4, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 3, okay? So Philippians 4, then Exodus chapter 3, okay? Because this all deals with the origin of your divinity and unity with God. So here we go. Let me just turn this down a little bit. Okay, so Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to start, Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Look at what it says. And we're going to start at verse 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ. Now listen. Through, in, remember, unity, with one accord with God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate with my affliction. Now, Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church body, no church community communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. See, this is why the kingdom, because the kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. How shall they hear except a preacher be sent? But how can that preacher be sent without seed time and harvest? For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my necessity, not because I desired a gift, but I desire that fruit may abound fruit may abound to your account. Now this, that may abound is the pleiazo of God, which means to exist in abundance, to increase, to be augmented, to make increase, to superabound. Oh my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God, to your account. But I have all and abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you and Otis. See, worship, you cannot worship without sowing. Okay, oh my God. The things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, worship, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Meaning, God spoke to you and you obeyed the command of God. But my God shall supply. Oh, come on, here we go. But my God, this word, my God, this my God is, oh my God, the Theos, God the Father, Christ the Word, and the Holy Spirit in unity. How glory. But my God shall supply all. See, here it is. All your need according to his riches and glory. By Christ Jesus. Okay? Now, once again, and we're going to get into this when the Lord allows me to start really digging into teaching you about the teruma of God. See, when you understand, when you give into the hand of the priest and prophet, the one whom God holds responsible, the one who is the overseer of your soul, see, the Lord calls me to watch over your soul. See, if you're really connected to this ministry, see, high glory, your name is on my list. And I speak over your name every day. Why? Because the Lord called me to watch over your soul. Ah, glory. Listen, I can't save you, but I can pray. I can be an intercessor over your soul. Now, listen. But my God shall supply all your need, may superabound to you. Now, when you go to Exodus chapter 3, where am I at here? Exodus chapter 3. Verse 13 and 14. And Moses said to God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, shall I say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me? The God, the Elohim, come on now. Woo, the divine one, the ruler, the high glory. Woo, the one true God. Hey, glory. Hikeshata. Woo, God, oh man. Now listen, when we said that the Elohim, the Elohim, the Elohim, come on now, I want you to get this. The Elohim, high glory. See, so I'm going back to my chat, okay? The Elohim. The breakdown of this name of God, okay? Can we just break this down? Here we go. The scriptural and script on here. Scripture. Here, biblical context and understanding. Now, Elohim is one of the names of God in the Hebrew Bible, okay? The name Elohim is grammatically plural in Hebrew, okay, which has led to significant theological reflection. Despite its plural form, Elohim often takes singular verbs when referring to God of, to the God of Israel, okay? Elohim is used in Genesis chapter 1, okay? Okay. The term Elohim doesn't only speak to God's majesty and power, it also highlights his relationship to and with humanity. Let us create mankind in our image and after our likeness. The plural form suggests a divine dialogue, again reflecting his relational nature. This underscores the biblical understanding that humanity is created with purpose, value, and dignity as the image of the divine. Good morning, Sister Missy. High glory. Okay, so it appears primarily in the context of creation, divine judgment, and the description of God's nature and authority. Woo, come on now. So when you understand that, when we look now at Exodus chapter 3, that says, and God said unto Moses, say that I am hath sent you. This phrase, I am, in the Hebrew, the Hayah of God, it means to become, come to pass. Wow. To come into being, to arise, to appear, to become like, to be instituted and established. Woo, to be in existence, to abide, continue, to be done, to be finished, and to be brought about. So whatever it is that you need to be brought about, I am. Oh my God. So once again, he is I am in your life. So Elohim said, tell them that the I am is who I am. Oh my God. Are you getting this? So this is how now we use Romans chapter 12. Because now remember, one of the four keys is to trust in the Lord, your divine nature and origin and unity, God being actively involved. Okay, so now when you read Romans chapter 12, but don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. By the renewing, transformed, changed into another form. See, when you begin to live a life that's not dictated by your humanity, but by your divinity, now you're walking in the imminence of God, God being actively involved in your life because you're trusting him. Okay. Because you're trusting him. You're trusting him that you are not going to look at what you see, but by what he said. Come on now. Then when you understand, our glory, that Acts chapter 2 now brings it home, okay? Acts chapter 2. It brings us back to our divine nature. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the day of our multiplied grace, the activation of our multiplied grace. Penti in the Bible means 50, okay? Five, the number five in the Bible represents grace. So 50 is the multiplied grace of God in your life. When the day of multiplied grace had fully come, they were all whole, all together, with one accord, one passion, one mind, in one place. And suddenly, come on now. See, listen, I keep telling you, I'm not that smart. I understand one thing. When I allow God to be Elohim in my life, everything I need him to be. And I trust him. Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, put him first, acknowledge him first. See, and he will direct your path. Why? The Spirit of truth will lead you and guide you to all truth. When you get the understanding that being in with one accord with God causes his imminence, his active involvement in your life. Now, when you allow him to take the reins, okay, Mr. Egbo, yes, we will definitely pray for you that God's imminence, his active involvement would begin to take over your life and he would become the I am that you need him to be in your life in Jesus' name. So when we begin to understand that, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. See, it didn't come from within the room. It came from heaven. The sound came, which means that they caused them to look up because the sound came from heaven. And it filled the whole house. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat on every one of them. Those that were in that room were with one passion, one mind, actively involved with receiving the I am that I am, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't get the Holy Ghost without getting the Word, without getting Elohim. These three are one. Are you getting this? And then they began to speak. Understanding who you are and your divine nature, you will begin to speak with the voice of Elohim all around you. Come on now, lift your hands. High glory. Father, I thank you, Lord. You said, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Once again, you are God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest time. You sow seed, you reap a harvest. When you sow seed, you activate God, Elohim, to be Elohim in your life. It doesn't matter what you need him to be. He becomes what you need because he said, I'll be a help. I'll be a present help in a time of need. Okay? So there are two ways to sow into this ministry. The first way, into the ministry ground itself, Restored Ministries International, by using our PayPal at Restored MININTL. You can use your camera and scan that QR code, and it'll take you to our PayPal link. You can also use the Zelle app in your banking, online banking application by sowing using our Restored MININTL at gmail.com email. And you will go from your account straight into the ministry account. You can also use the church cash app or the church website, www.restoredministriesint.org. Okay. But the second way, which we see right here and that we read today, when they've sowed into the life of Paul, is when God begins to activate what's called the teruma in your life when you sow directly into the hand of the priest. Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all, first fruits of all things and of every oblation, that word oblation in Hebrew is teruma, of all and of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first, acknowledge him in all your ways. Acknowledge him first. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause or speak the blessing to rest in your house. When you sow directly into the hand of the priest or the prophet over the ministry, the one who watches over your soul, you open the mouth of the prophet, and God honors the mouth of the prophet. Now, you can do that by sowing into my Cash App, $MDBryant. And it'll open my mouth that I speak on your behalf in the presence of God. You can use my Zelle and or my PayPal that's right there on your screen. Lift your hands. Father, right now I declare and decree that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease as they sow seed. You said God loves a cheerful giver. Father, you said, good morning, Quinteros. Father, you said that he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as they sow the seed this morning, Father, that you are going to activate and be actively involved as the I am in their life. Father, you said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Now listen, you've got the new beginning seed of 8888 or 188 and so on. You've got the 2024 seed of $224 or $2,024. Or you got the multiplied grace seed, the $55, the $155, whichever one that you choose to use, sow the seed now. When you've heard, when you've been fed by the word, sow seed into your feeding, and because it causes the mouth of the prophet to speak over you. So listen, thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. Be blessed.